You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Varicose veins affect millions of Americans, especially women. Aspirus Health is raising awareness of the condition because, if ignored, varicose veins can lead to significant complications. The condition happens when the valves in the veins break down. This allows blood to pool in the legs, causing veins to stretch.
Because as the veins start to dilate and stretch, that adds pressure to the lower extremities. That pressure can lead to swelling, and over a period of time, that can lead to thinning of the leg, which can lead to ulcerations to occur and breakdown changes to the leg.
That's Dr. Joshua Pogorelick. He's a general surgeon with Aspirus Health. He says genetics and family history are the main contributors to varicose veins. However, prolonged standing and pregnancy also increase the risk of development, especially in women. The first symptom people notice is swelling in their legs. This can then progress to numbness or tingling. There may even be a change in color in the legs or odd sensations.
They can even notice signs and symptoms that are very similar to restless leg syndrome, where their legs move around quite a bit.
There are simple treatment options, including wearing compression stockings, elevating the legs, and avoiding prolonged standing. For more advanced cases, Dr. Pogorelick says minimally invasive procedures may be necessary.
Some surgical treatment options include sclerotherapy, where we'd inject a solution into the veins to try to make them smaller. Other more invasive procedures would include vein ablation or suture ligation.
For people who work on their feet all day, the preventative steps of wearing compression stockings and elevating your feet at night can help relieve pressure and reduce risk. Health officials encourage anyone, especially those with a family history of varicose veins, experiencing leg discomfort or changes in your leg skin, to consult with your provider. The Wisconsin DOT launched School Transportation Safety Week this week as school buses are getting back on the roads and students are or will soon be walking and driving to school. You can watch for social media messages from WISDOT and the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction on how to keep children safe this school year. Scammers are sending messages claiming to be from online retailers offering refunds for defective products. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says you don't need to click a link to give your banking information to Amazon or other businesses because they probably already have it. If you think you have a legitimately recalled product or are unsure, log into your account with that retailer. Reinen reminds you to only log into your account directly through a website and never use a link you get in a random message or email. There's an ad hoc committee meeting today in Portage County. The County Board of Supervisors are moving forward with their plan to sell the Portage County Healthcare Center, saying the county cannot afford it. Voters in Portage County previously passed two referendums in 2018 and 2022 to save and rebuild the care center. The meeting is today at 3 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Building. Community members against the sale plan to be at the building starting at 2. The Labor Day Parade in Wausau will have a new route this year. The parade will begin at 4 p.m. on Monday, September 1st, with lineup starting at 3 in Marathon Park. The route will go from Marathon Park up Stewart Avenue to 2nd Avenue, then travel down to Callan Street and turn on South 3rd Avenue. The parade ends at the Wausau Labor Temple on 3rd Avenue. A family-friendly celebration will follow the parade there at 318 South 3rd Avenue. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game two tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the sixth. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the sixth inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Iza Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Martin helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay. Then I think we can continue. All right.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated 18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with 15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with 9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films' Fantastic Four First Steps with 5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eenie Meenie follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life, when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon and just a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to around 50 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.